May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, good morning, St. Anne's family. I have the privilege of being with you this morning and sharing with you my thoughts about our gospel. So let's get started. I find today's gospel reading a bit unusual. Jesus' encounter with the Canaanite woman, that does not sound like the Jesus I know and love. I found his response to be rather callous and even rude towards this woman who was just trying to help her child. Prior to the exchange with the Canaanite woman, Jesus had been occupied with heated discussions with the Pharisees about ceremonial uncleanliness. His conflict with the Jewish authorities was a major theme in Matthew's gospel. And Jesus asserts that what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and what comes out of the heart was what made one clean. And we will learn that what came out of the Canaanite woman's heart was faith. But before we go further, I'd like to share with you a little information and history on the Canaanites. Well, they were condemned in the Old Testament as they were inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities destroyed by God according to the book of Genesis. They were a community that corrupted and they perverted God's truth, and they were looked down and shamed. So they had a pretty bad history and track record. As a matter of fact, upon entering the promised land, Israelites were told by God to slaughter the Canaanites and any other native people. They were told, you must destroy them. When the Israelites failed to destroy this population, they became thorns in the sides of the Israelites. So with us this morning, Jesus is headed out of Jerusalem to unfriendly Gentile territory, Tyre and Sidon. Although Tyre had been a nation friendly to Israel, supplying materials for the construction of David's palace, Tyre and Sidon later became adversaries of Israel and targets for prophetic judgment. So our story today has a Canaanite woman. She's arriving on the scene and she is shouting to Jesus like she knows him, although she had never met him before. And she knew who he was after 10 minutes. Several of the disciples had problems recognizing who he was at times. So we can assume that she probably was a widow, perhaps without any family helping her. She was a foreigner, and she was a mother. And she was just begging Jesus to release her child from demonic possession. Jesus' first response was silence, and he ignored her. I think this was so out of character for him not to recognize and to listen to her. And then the woman kneeled before him, pleaded, Lord, help me. To which Jesus then dismissed her in saying his mission and purpose was to Israel, not to the Gentiles, and certainly not to her. He then cruelly makes a reference, taking the food of children and throwing it to dogs. Dogs, by the way, this was an offensive term given to anyone who was not Jewish. So this was an insult. But this mother, she's tenacious. And she responds by telling Jesus that even dogs scraps the tables of their masters. Jesus' response is, "Oh woman, how great is your faith?" What's going on here? Well, first, the Canaanite woman will not take no for an answer and be dismissed. Remember an earlier story, I think it was last Sunday, earlier in the story when Jesus first arrived and encountered this woman, the disciples wanted to shoo her away. They said, she's a bother and a nag. And I find this interesting because last Sunday, there was a discussion with the disciples begging Jesus when they were in their boat and they were afraid they were going to drown. So why did Jesus act the way he did? One school of thought is that perhaps he was testing the woman because the woman had faith and perseverance as well as humility. And because of these qualities, Jesus granted her request for her daughter's healing of demons, and she melted Jesus' heart. I think one of the lessons that we can take away from this reading is that although Jesus' first priority at the time of his ministry was Israel, he was able to make exceptions and heal this woman's daughter in spite of her background and her history. Jesus wasn't interested in ethnic boundaries, but with matters of the heart. The order of one's heart was more important than the rules and regulations that the Pharisees had earlier discussed. Another thought might be that this could have been a turning point in Jesus' own consciousness in discovering and understanding his wider mission that he would serve. I think this was perhaps an aha moment for Jesus to grow in mercy and compassion as he had experienced the deepening challenges of his ministry. So what does this gospel reading mean to us today? Have you ever felt at the end of your rope? You are just barely hanging on. You're just barely making it. Maybe the responsibility of taking care of a sick family member is becoming really heavy, or you've lost your job, or the finances are getting really low. You can't pay the rent, the mortgage. Your friends have helped you out all they could. Or maybe you've got a son or a daughter, or perhaps a spouse involved with drugs or drinking, to the point that that is their demon, and you are desperate. You are desperate for God to intervene. You've prayed. You've prayed early, and you have prayed often. And it seems that God is ignoring you, or at least distant or unavailable, much like the reaction that Jesus had with the Canaanite woman. I believe that it is during these times, against all challenges, that God tells us to trust him and to believe that he is there for us. Now, God changes our lives only if we will ask. And like the story of the woman who, as an outsider, she experienced God's mercy and so challenges the too narrow tradition that would want to restrict God's mercies to only a chosen few. So I believe this morning that this gospel story invites us to re-examine our hearts and call us to new appreciation for all of God's mercies. Amen.